Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So tonight's shiur is going to be on the halachas of warming up food on Shabbos in a warming drawer. And this is not going to be totally practical halacha l'maisa. What I'd like to go through, I'd like to discuss the lumdus, the pros, the cons, the reasons why perhaps it should be fine, the reason why perhaps it might not be fine. That's the goal of tonight's shiur. Be'ezus Hashem and the women's shiur this coming Tuesday. It's not just for women, it's for everybody, but that's going to be a little bit more practical. But tonight's shiur is going to be more in terms of understanding the svaras lakan or lakan, why it should or shouldn't be okay to use a warming drawer on Shabbos. Now, when we deal with warming food on Shabbos, we of course have two areas of halacha, shehiya and chazara. Shehiya is leaving the food on the flame Friday afternoon, and that is a concern that you might come to stoke the flames, right? Of course, in the olden days, they used to have food cooked on coals, and if the coals would start to dim, you'd stoke them to allow more oxygen, to provide for more combustion, and that would add to the heat, and your food would cook better. However, the poskim all say, and this is pretty clear, that if food, not all say, the way we pass, it's a machlokas, but the way we pass is that if the food is at least maichel ben drusoi, if the food is at least half cooked, then you're allowed to leave it on an open flame when Shabbos comes in. And therefore, when you put food in a warming drawer, so just to clarify, a warming drawer is basically an oven that has a pullout section, and below that pullout section, which is a drawer, there's usually a wire that gets very hot and gives off heat to the drawer above it. Some people have their element above the food, some people have it below the drawer, and that element is designed not to get hot enough to cook, only to get hot enough to keep warm foods that are already warm, but you just don't want them to burn. So therefore, that's exactly what Jews want to do on a Friday afternoon. You cook the food on Friday afternoon, you just want to keep it hot till the seuda. You want to keep the challah, you want to keep the chicken hot, the rice hot, the kugels hot, but you don't want them to dry out and to burn. So the goal is you put it in the warming drawer before Shabbos, and you leave it there for an hour, for 2 hours, for 3 hours, and it keeps on a low temperature that's not hot enough to burn, to dry the things out, and that's the goal. So if normally you're not allowed to leave food on an open fire. However, we could argue, and I think it's fair to say, if the whole iser for leaving food on an open fire on Friday, which we call shehiya, that's the iser d'rabban of shehiya. Shehiya is also gzeir shem yichate begecholim, you might stoke the coals. Well, the way we paskin is that once the food has already reached Michael ben Drusai, we're no longer worried you're going to stoke the coals. Because what's the reason you stoke the coals? You stoke the coals because you're worried it's not going to cook. But if it is edible as is, because it already reached Michael ben Drusai, we're less worried that you're going to lose yourself for a moment and stoke the coals. Let me explain that svara for a second so you understand what I mean. When Chazal are worried for a lot of things that sometimes you say, come on, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, Chazal didn't think that you're a bad person and if you go swimming on Shabbos, you're a bad person, you're going to make a raft. Chazal didn't think that you're a bad person and if you clap to music on Shabbos, I'm sorry, if you clap to a beat on Shabbos, you're going to fix musical instruments. Chazal don't think that you're a bad person, that if you ride on the back of an animal on Shabbos, or you climb a tree, that you're going to rip off a branch. Chazal don't think that you're a bad person, and that's why they make these gzeiras. Chazal are worried that in the moment, when you're doing something that's intense, or that you get nervous about, you will lose your thought process for a second, and out of confusion, you'll come to, imagine you're in a river and the current is grabbing you and you're a little bit, nervous that the current's grabbing you. You'll quickly take two logs together and tie a knot around them and make a raft. Or as you're on the donkey and the donkey's just going so slow, you're just so frustrated with this darn donkey. And you grab a branch out of confusion, out of forgetfulness. That's the nature of most chazals when they're worried that you might do that. It's not that you're going to calculatedly do it because you're a bad person. It's that you're going to lose yourself for a minute. So what happens when you warm up foods on Erev Shabbos? We don't think that you're a bad person. You're going to stoke the coals because you want to get your food to cook better. We're worried that in your concern, in your interest in making sure that your guests and your family are well taken care of, you're going to say, oh my gosh, it's not cooking, and you'll lose yourself for a minute and start stoking the coals until you catch yourself, and all of a sudden you just violated an Isser D'Oraisa, not a Bishul, but of Havara. And therefore, because of that, Chachamim said, when are you going to lose yourself? And when are you going to be like, oh my gosh, you'll freak out and you're going to come to do something? So Chazal say, you're only going to freak out, if we could use those words, if it's not edible. But once it's Michael Ben Jusai, it's edible, you're not going to freak out because you say, okay, it's edible already. I don't have to, I'm not so nervous. You won't come to adjust the flame. You won't come to stoke the coals. If that's the case, my friends, whenever you have a warming draw, the situation of a warming draw is the food is already cooked. If the food is already cooked, it's more than Michael Ben Jusai. And therefore, there's no chiyuv to have a blech. You could leave the food on an open flame. And clearly, you'd be able to also leave the food on a warming drawer on Friday afternoon. Even if the warming drawer has adjustable controls, just like a stovetop has an adjustable knob, we're not worried. Once the food is already half-cooked, Michael Ben Jusai, according to some, it's a third cook, but once the food is already half-cooked, that is Michael Ben Jusai, we're not worried that you're going to adjust the flame. You can leave it on an open flame on a stovetop, and so too, you could leave it in a warming drawer and not be concerned that you might come to adjust the flame, because you're not going to lose yourself. We don't assume Jews are bad. We're just worried you might lose yourself for a moment if you get freaked out about something or you get nervous. But once it's already edible, because it's Michael Ben Jusai, you're not going to freak out, and we're not concerned that you'll adjust the flames. Now, something interesting comes out. One second, please. Yeah. What I just told you is the way we paskin. There is another opinion that the Shulchan Aruch, I'm following the Rama, like Hananiah and the Gemara, we're not going to go into Hananiah, but there's another opinion in the Gemara that says that whenever the food gets better as you continue to cook it, what we call mitztamek v'yafelo, any food that's mitztamek v'yafelo, even there, we are worried you're going to stoke the coals. Not just if it's bit not edible, but once it's edible, you're not going to stoke it. But even Chachamim say, as opposed to the way we pass, like Hananiah, the Chachamim say, that any time the food is still improving, you might come to stoke the coals. According to this more severe opinion, this more stringent opinion, this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, not the Ashkenazim, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, any time your food is food that would improve, like soup or like chalent, you would not be able to leave it on an open flame. Gentlemen, I want to pause for a second. What kind of foods do people typically put in a warming drawer? They usually put kugels and chicken and rice, typically. That's the usual thing that goes in a warming drawer. Now listen to the following cheshbon that I have. The Beir Halacha, this is something I didn't mention to in the women's shir, because it's a little bit more of a Midas Chasidus. The Beir Halacha writes that even though we paskin, once something is Michael Ben Jusai, you are not required to cover it with a blech. You don't have to do Gruf of a Ketuma. You could leave it open on an open flame. You could leave it without covering the controls. However, if something, the Beir Halacha says, that even though that's true, Mi'ikar Hadin, we should be machmir, says the Beir Halacha, like the opinion of Chachamim, who say, so long as there is mitztamek v'yafalo, the food continually improves, you're not allowed to leave it on an open flame. We're still worried, you're going to be mechate b'gecholim, you're going to adjust the knob, you're going to play with the controls. Oh, so if that's the case, then if you have food that is going to improve, what kind of food improves with the longer you leave it on the flame? Chalent and soup. So according to this opinion of Chachamim, this more Chomer Dika opinion, that's not Me'ikar Hadin, but it's a Chomra. According to Chachamim, this Chomer Dika opinion that you have to have a blech, you have to cover over flame, even for anything that's mitztamek v'yafalo, like soup and like chalent, the halacha should come out that you're not allowed to leave your chalent and your soup in the warming drawer. You're not allowed to leave your soup and your chalons on an open flame either. You need a blech. But a warming drawer, which presumably doesn't have a regular blech situation, and you can't, let's say you don't cover the controls, you will have a problem leaving soup and chalons in a warming drawer. However, and this is the point that I want to make that I think is important to realize, most of the things that most people put in their warming drawers on Friday afternoon is not chalent, because you're not going to leave that in a warming drawer. And usually, soup, usually not. It could be, but usually not. It's usually the kugels and the chicken and the rice. Those things are all things that the longer you let them get hot, the worse they get. They're mitztamek v'ralo. And therefore, since they're mitztamek v'ralo, they get worse, they get more dried out, they get more burnt and crisped, instead of getting improved like chalent and like soup, which get better with time. No, chicken and rice and kugels all get worse, and potatoes, they get dried out the longer you leave it in heat. And therefore, it's mitztamek v'ralo, then even the chachamim allow you to leave it on an open flame. And therefore, since most people leave kugels, rice, potatoes, chicken in their warming drawers, not soup and chicken, it would be mutar lechatchila to do shahiya on Friday afternoon and to leave these items in the warming drawer, even though it is possible to adjust, even though it is possible that somebody might play with the controls. Why? Because it's mitztamek v'ralo, and if for some that's mitztamek v'ralo, that worsens, that dries out as you cook it, it's mutar lechatchila to leave it even on open fire. We're not worried you're going to be mechate b'kecholim. You don't want to be mechate b'kecholim. You don't want to make the heat higher, because it's going to make it worse. And therefore, even the chachamim, who don't allow you to put soup and chalent on an open flame, would allow you to leave kugel and chicken on an open flame, and therefore you would be able to leave these items in a warming drawer, even according to the chachamim who are more machmir. But again, according to the way we paskin, which is not the more machmir opinion, we pass like the lenient opinion, anything that's half-cooked is already mutter to be kept in a warming drawer. So mikra hadin, you can leave your stuff in a warming drawer Friday afternoon, and therefore I don't need to talk about that. What's more complicated, Rabosai, is what about putting food in a warming drawer on Shabbos? That's the question that we're going to talk about tonight. That's the question we have to talk about tonight. Let's just evaluate what the points of this question really are. What's the reason you're not allowed to put food into an oven on Shabbos, onto a flame on Shabbos? Let's say it's already cooked, fully cooked. Am I allowed to put a fully cooked potato kugel inside of an oven on Shabbos, ein bishel achar bishel? So this is an issa d'rabbanan of chazara. Chachamim are concerned that you're going to come and be mechate b'gecholim when you take something cold, or something that was off the flame and put it back on the flame, it cools off. Chacham are worried because it cools off. This is what Rabbeinu Tam speaks. Rabbeinu Tam says, since the food item is cold, you're going to be more prompted to be mechate b'gecholim. And therefore, if you take something cold out of the fridge, or something that was, you know, on the fire you took off and now you're putting back on, we're worried that you're going to be mechate b'gecholim in order to make the heat a little bit warmer. Now, let's think for a second. If the concern is shem yechate b'gecholim, so there are some conversations that we could have if we're going to be worried about shem yechate b'gecholim by a warming drawer. Let me share my sheet with you, and you're going to notice that this sheet is going to have not just sources, but also some of my own writing. And that's because there's a lot of svara here that we have to think about to try to figure out on our own. We don't have so many primary sources about warming drawers. Let me just adjust my screen, please. One second. Okay. Okay, so I hope everybody could see the screen. Now, the starting point is like this. Before I start reading, going through the points on my sheet, I did an experiment this afternoon. I went to somebody's house. I don't want to mention his name in case he'll be offended or embarrassed. But somebody had a shaila and some hilchos mezuzah. So I went to his house this week to look at his mezuzahs, look at his doorways, and we figured out the mezuzah. As I was walking out, I said, hey, you have a warming drawer. I don't have a warming drawer. Could I don't really know the details of exactly how the warming drawers function. Can I ask you a favor? Do you mind if I do an experiment in your house? This was like 2 days ago, yesterday maybe, I don't remember. He said, sure. So this afternoon at around 2 o'clock, my wife baked a Duncan Hines fudge brownie cake in a 9x13 pan. So it's very low. And the goal was I was going to put this easily cooked fudge brownie. Again, it only needs about a half an hour in an oven at 350. I was going to leave it in his warming drawer for the whole afternoon and see, does a warming drawer cook or not? So the first point before I did that experiment, what prompted me to do this experiment, is that I asked him, could you turn on this warming drawer? He turned it on. I don't remember if it was on low or on high. And in a minute, maybe 2 minutes, I put my hand down right near the heating element. I even touched the heating element because it was just 2 minutes. And I must say, the heating element was by far above Yad Soled Espo. I can't tell you how many degrees it was because my finger is not a thermometer. But it was hot. I almost burned my finger. It wasn't really burned, but it wasn't. But it was just on for 2 minutes. So it's clear, I believe, that the element in a warming drawer, again, the point of a warming drawer, if you ask the manufacturers why they make warming drawers, they will say, we make it not to cook in. Warming drawers are not to cook no matter what. You're not supposed to put raw food in it. You're only supposed to put food that is already cooked, and now you just want to keep it warm. In fact, you're not even supposed to put cold foods in it. You're supposed to put pre-cooked foods that are still warm. You just want to keep them warm. Okay, here's a warming drawer. That's what the manufacturer will tell you. So I touched that. So some people think that, oh, I could put food in a warming drawer on Shabbos because it doesn't even reach Yad Soled Espo. So by touching this drawer after a minute or two, and it was already clearly Yad Soled Espo, I don't think that's accurate. I think people might say that, but I don't think it's accurate. Maybe people think that Yad Soled Espo is some crazy amount of heat, but Yad Soled Espo is pretty low. Rav Moshe says Yad Soled Espo is as low as 110 degrees. If my body is 98.6, that means 11 degrees more hot than my normal body temperature is considered Yad Soled Espo. So a warming drawer, certainly the element is definitely Yad Soled Espo. What about the heat that it gives to the food? Maybe the element itself reaches Yad Soled Espo, 150, 160, 180, I don't know. But that's the element. The element that gives off the heat, and there's a drawer on top of the element, and then the food on top of the drawer. Maybe the food doesn't reach Yad Soled Espo. So that was part of my experiment today. So at 2 o'clock this afternoon, we put this 9x13 low pan. Excuse me, again, it was only about a half inch high because it's like a low fudge brownie spread out in a whole 9x13 pan. And we left it there. And I came and I checked it. I came to his house about 2-3 hours later. And I took a spoon and I tasted the brownies. And I have to tell you, they weren't cooked. I agree. But they were exactly like the molten lava chocolate. When you buy you get it in a fair, the molten lava chocolate fudge bombs that there's like cake on the outside and the molten lava cake in the middle. It tasted like that middle, that gooey, chewy, chocolatey. It was really heaven. It wasn't cooked, but it was really good. Okay. At that point, this afternoon, I said, hey, while I'm doing this experiment, let me add to my experiment. Because again, the goal that I have to figure out tonight, because this is the most important question, is it true that a warming drawer can't cook? Because if a warming drawer can't cook, then we're going to have a lot more coolas to talk about. So I said, you know what? Once that we're doing this, could I have an egg? I took another 9x13 pan, and I cracked an egg and just put an egg in a 9x13 pan. I just left it there. Okay, so later this evening at around 6 p.m., I sent my daughter to their house to pick it up. And again, that was already, maybe it was 7 p.m. So it was 5 hours for this fudge brownie to be in the oven. My daughter goes down the block around the corner, and I tell her to come right back because I want to feel the bottom of the pan to see if it's Yad Soled Espo. So she went there, she came right back, and certainly 3 minutes after she left the house, because it takes 2-3 minutes to go from there, to run from their house to my house, the bottom of my chocolate fudge brownies was Yad Saled Espo. I think it was. Now, after 5 hours in this warming drawer, it still wasn't fully cooked. It wasn't like a cake. It wasn't like a cake. It was still like that molten fudge that you have in the middle of a lava cake, but it wasn't fully cooked. So I'm not sure, is that considered yes cook or not cook? But, however, the egg that I had put in the drawer, in this warming drawer for 4 hours, the egg was solid as a rock. In fact, I wanted to take a picture of the egg to show you, and I took my pen and I tried to draw. It just happens that pens don't draw well on hard eggs. If I had a magic marker, it would have worked. It was solid as a rock. So yeah, I'm not sure what to make of it. Does a warming drawer cook? Does it not cook? But let's now talk about what the poskim say. I'm going to share with you some thoughts that I found. There's a chashev yid in our neighborhood who, when I was speaking to him about the sugya of warming drawers, he said, oh, I have a friend in Lakewood who just published a tshuva, a 14-page tshuva about warming drawers. So he sent this tshuva to me. I went through the tshuva, and this tshuva quotes a lot from Rabbi Falk. Rabbi Falk is the Machzeh Eliyahu, a big posek in London, and I'll tell you what he comes out with, halach l'mais, about putting food in a warming drawer in a few minutes. But let's see what the stud of l'kana l'kanar. So what are the problems of doing chazara, putting food onto the fire on Shabbos? So there are two problems. It's a machlokas, rishonim, and the question is, how do we paskin? Is it one, is it the other, is it both? One problem is that if you take something that's in the fridge, you take something that's off a flame, and you put it on a flame on Shabbos, that is mechazek mevashel. It looks like it's cooking. Mechazek mevashel. Another opinion is, if you're going to take something that's off the flame and put it on the flame, since it's cool, you want to heat it up, you might stoke the coals. That's going to be shemi echate b'kecholim. And therefore, whereas, listen to this carefully, please, whereas shehiya, which is leaving the food on the flame on Friday afternoon, is only a problem of shemi echate b'kecholim, which can be solved, perhaps, once it's half-cooked, chazara is not only a problem of shemi echate b'kecholim, chazara means putting food back on a flame, or putting food anew, which is even worse than regular putting food back on a flame. It's putting food anew on a flame. There is a double problem, not just of shem yechate b'gecholim, but also a problem of mechzeik mevashel. So let's think for a second. Based on what I told you, what's the point of a warming drawer? The point of a warming drawer is not to cook. Hence, it's called a warming drawer. It's not to cook. It's not designed to cook. It's not hot enough to cook normally. Maybe after leaving an egg there for 4 hours and leaving a fudge brownie there for 5 or 6 hours, it almost made the fudge brownie, just edible, but not fully cooked. But certainly in normal times, that's not to cook. Oh, maybe putting something in a warming drawer is not mechzeik mevashel. Again, if the whole issur of chazara, of putting something anew on a flame or in an oven or in a heat place, is that it looks like you're cooking mechazik mevashel. Well, if it's a warming drawer, look at the screen. If it's a warming drawer, it's not mechazik mevashel. So that we took care of that concern. What about the problem of shem yechate? Why should that be any different, whether it's something that you cook in normally or you don't cook in normally? Either way, warming drawers have multiple program. You could put on low, medium, or high. If it's a one temperature warming drawer. One temperature. You open it and it keeps it hot, and you close it and it keeps it hot. There's nothing to adjust. So then there's no problem that you're gonna adjust anything because there's nothing to adjust. There won't be any shema yechate b'gecholim. But I think most warming drawers have controls that you could adjust it low, medium, or high, or low or high, at least low, medium, high, maybe some other settings also. But maybe we could argue the following. Maybe we could argue that since it can't cook, since a warming drawer can't cook, there is no gzeira shemi echate b'kecholim. Why? Because maybe Chazal only made the isser of shemi echate b'kecholim where, if something can cook, we're worried that you're going to want to make it cook faster. So we make a gzeira, don't be mechate b'kecholim, don't put it in a place where you could adjust the flame and be mechate. But if something can't cook in the first place. So maybe Chazal, even though it could make things warm, but maybe Chazal never said, we don't want you to stoke the, we don't want you to do this because you might come to stoke the coals. Even if you would stoke the coals, you're not going to get it to heat up. Even if you would put the warming drawer on high, you wouldn't get it to be able to cook the food. So maybe there, Chazal never even made their gzeira in the first place. Hashem yechad b'gechalim. I hope that svara is clear. The svara is, again, just to clarify the svara, that maybe when Chazal made their gzeira d'rabbanan, Hashem yechad b'gechalim, they only made it in a place where, if you would be mechate, you would cook it. But a place where even if you would be mechate it, you can't cook it, maybe they didn't make the gzeira at all. And therefore, there's no gzeira shem yichate b'gecholim in a place that you can't cook, like a warming drawer. That's one svara. A similar svara is that maybe when Chazal made their gzeira d'rabbanan, shem yichate b'gecholim, they were worried that you might come to do what? Do something productive, do something useful. But even if you would stoke it, your stoking can't get it too hot. Why? Because it only goes up to 160, 180 degrees, whatever the warming drawer actually reaches. You're not going to accomplish so much. So maybe we're not worried that you're going to stoke it. Even if you would stoke it, you're not going to get it too hot. Again, I'm not focusing on the fact that it doesn't cook or does cook. I'm just focusing on the fact that what you could accomplish by stoking the coals is minimal. So maybe, there's a svara, maybe when are we worried that you're going to stoke the coals? When if you would stoke the coals, you have a lot to gain. You could do something productive and efficient and, significant. Then we're worried you're going to do that. But even if you would stoke the coals, it only would go up a little bit. Let's say the low setting is 130 degrees, 150 for medium, and 170 for high. That's not a lot. That's very low. So you're not accomplishing so much by stoking. So maybe Chazal never made a gzeira d'rabban and shem yechata, when even if you would be mechata, it doesn't enhance the heat to a significant extent. Those are svaras. Those are all svaras, no sources whatsoever. Maybe yes, maybe no. But now let's look at an interesting source that might be at Stad Lahakel, that maybe we'd say, based on the following source, you're even allowed to put food in the warming drawer on Shabbos. And that's the famous sugya of... Barry, what? If you put a blech on the flame, there is no issue of Shema Yechate for Shehiya, but it is still also to do Chazara, right? Chazara has five conditions. If you do, again, I'm not talking about Chazara now, but Chazara has five conditions. One of them is that it has to be Garif Ekatim, but even if it's Garif Ekatim, that still only allows you to take and put back on. It doesn't solve everything. So if you just have a blech, let me just think for a second. If you just have a blech, will that solve the problem? It might. It might. A blech might solve the problem of Shema Yechata. The question is, how are you going to put a blech on this warming drawer? So I believe that you're asking a good question. You're asking a good question. The heating element is covered, but it's made to work like this. It's made to be covered and still cook. That's how it's done. So I'm not sure if the very fact that you say, oh, it's covered automatically. Well, it's covered automatically because that's how this whole thing is supposed to work. It's supposed to be covered and still cook or not cook, but keep the food warm. But if you... Right, but when we talk about if it's a non-adjustable blech, we're not worried. If it's an adjustable... Well, last week, first of all, we talked about... That was talking about Chazar or Shia, I don't remember. Right, right. So if you put a blech if you have an adjustable hot plate, even an adjustable hot plate that you have a blech on, you still can't put an asina mechadash on it. I think, again, even if you could leave it from Friday, but to do an asina mechadash on Shabbos, I think a blech will not be sufficient. My mind is not clear right now, but I think even if you have a blech, that will not allow you to put an asina mechadash. So for example, Barry, if you have a kugel in the refrigerator and you have a blech on your stovetop, you cannot take a kugel from the refrigerator and put it on the stovetop, even though you solve the problem shami echate begecholim. But it could be because it's a problem mechazek mevashel. And here, by a warming drawer, if we are right that warming drawers do not cook or are unable to cook, maybe we could argue that there's no mechazek mevashel because you don't cook on a warming drawer, so there's no mechazek mevashel. And if you have a blech, which we could argue about how to create a blech for a warming drawer, it's a little bit questionable how to create a blech for a warming drawer, but maybe we could figure out a way, maybe you would be able to solve that problem. Okay, so I'd like to show you why maybe we could have a svara that if indeed it's not normal to cook in a warming drawer, which it isn't, it really is not normal to cook in a warming drawer, we don't normally cook in a warming drawer, maybe it would be permitted to put food in a warming drawer on Shabbos, based on the following famous case of Kedera al Gabi Kedera. I'll show you the famous Rashba that's the basis of this Kedera al Gabi Kedera, and which is passed in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Rashba in Shabbos, and the Shulchan Aruch pretty much quotes the Rashba, almost word for word. Says the Rashba, Mutter Lases al Gabi Kedera b'Shabbos. If you have a pot of chalent, you are permitted l'chatchila to take a cold kugel, cold deli roll out of the refrigerator, as long as it's already cooked, tavshosh and spashal me'er Shabbos, cold tzor, kugel, panadish. Panadish is some kind of bereka, or a deli roll. V'chayotzi b'hem k'dei l'chamman, and even if it will be, if you place it on top of the chalent, or the hot water urn, afilu teheyad suledes bo. Even if this chalent is sitting on top of a flame, afal pishak der nesun al gabi ha'esh, why is this permitted? The heter for kedera al gabi kedera is entirely mutter because it's not the way it's normally cooked. So apparently this Rashba is teaching us, if you do something and place something on top of something that's on top of a flame, right? You're taking a kugel, a pre-cooked kugel that's already cooked, so there's no problem with bishul, but what about the ister of putting it on an open flame? Well, if it's on top of a pot that's on an open flame, no one cooks anything on top of a cholent pot or on top of a hot water urn. And therefore, since no one cooks like that, it's kedera al gabe kedera, it's ein derech bishul b'kach, and it's mutter. Okay, let's just take the Rashba's svara very literally. If I tell you a case where I'm going to warm up my food that's already fully cooked, like a potato kugel, and I'm going to do it in a way that's ein derech bishul b'kach, like putting it in a warming drawer, which is not a cooking drawer, it's a warming drawer. Warming, not cooking, warming. So therefore, it's ein derech bishul b'kach. Maybe that svara that permits us to do kedera al gabi kedera would equally permit us to put food into a warming drawer, because it's ein derech bishul b'kach. Now, if we analyze for a moment the sugya of kedera al gabi kedera, we only really addressed one point. We only addressed the problem of putting something on a flame that maybe looks like cooking. So the Rashba says, it doesn't look like cooking, because nobody cooks. Maybe it's mechzeik mevashla, I shouldn't be able to put it on top of this pot. No, nobody cooks like that. It doesn't look like cooking. It's not mechzeik mevashla. But isn't there another concern? Isn't there another concern when you heat up food, the fact that you might stoke the coals? This is, why is kedera al gabi kedera permitted? Why could I put my kugel on top of the chalent? Maybe if I put a cold kugel on top of the chalent, I'm going to adjust the flame that's beneath the chalent. So says the Magen Avraham, even that's okay. Umishum chitui nami lek lemigzar. We're not going to have the problem of Shem Yechate also. She'ein derech bishul bekach lefisha kaderam afsekas. What in the world do those words mean? I understand if you would tell me that it doesn't look like cooking because it's ein derech bishul bekach. It's not mechzeik mevashel. But why does the fact that it's ein derech bishul bekach, since there's a kaderam afsekas, that also I'm not going to come to be mechate begechalim? What in the world does that mean? I'm not sure. Not sure what it means. But I know what he says. What the Magen Avraham is saying is that putting a kadera al gabe kadera solves not only the problem of that it doesn't look like cooking, that's not mechzik mevashel. The Magen Avraham is saying it also solves the problem of shema yechate begechalim. Barry, why are you smiling? Do you have a svara? Okay, it looked like you had some svara to share. Okay, fine. Okay, so I want to raise a whole nother issue that could be... Okay, so until now we suggested a svara that maybe... Again, we said a few svaras to be makel. Maybe the... Isur d'rabbanan of Shem Yechate b'gechalim is only in a place where you are going to cook something, but they never made their gzeir if you're not going to cook something. And maybe if you're not going to accomplish a lot, they also didn't make their gzeira. And now we're saying, maybe we learned from kadera al-gabi kadera that when you put something in a place that's not normal to cook, you also do not have a problem of putting a cold kugel there on Shabbos. So maybe if we put all these things together, we have a few arguments to argue that a cold kugel can be put in a warming drawer because it's not derech bishul bekach, it's not the way Chazal were worried about initially, it's not derech bishul, we're not worried about Shem Yechate either, the Magen Avraham told us. So it sounds like it should be okay. Let me introduce another problem. The halacha is that under certain circumstances, you are permitted to do chazara on a blech. That we know, as long as you have a blech, and you follow all the various rules and conditions. There are five conditions in order to be able to do chazara. It has to be odo biyado, it has to be daita lahachzir, it has to be odo cham, it has to be that there's a blech, etc. But even when you're allowed to do chazara, you're only allowed to do chazara on top of a stove top, but not into an oven. Special halacha is called chazara lesocho. Even if chazara is mutter, or even putting something anew would potentially be mutter on top of a flame, if it's ein derech bishul, and if it's there's no shem yechate, but that's only on top of a heating element, but not inside of an oven, because if it's inside of an oven, it's surrounded by heat, there it's more chomer. So maybe when I put my food inside the warming drawer, that will not have any leniencies of chazara, even if it is garf v'kadmi, even if I do have a way of covering the element, maybe I'll cover the knobs, according to some opinion, covering the knobs counts as making a blech, according to Rav Aaron Cutler, even though we don't really pass like that. Rav Aaron Cutler says, you take away any concerns for Shem Yechate if you covered the knobs, because you're not going to adjust it. The knobs are covered. So we don't really pass like that, Mikra, you know, unless we're in a bind. You know, if we have no choice, we'll be lenient. But normally we don't rely on just covering the knobs. Okay, so let's say I covered the knobs. I covered the heating element. There's no Shem Yechate because everything's covered. Still, it could be a problem, because this is not chazara al gabe esh, this is chazara lesocha tanur, which is more severe. Oh. However, and therefore, what's going to come out? It's going to come out that even if we're allowing to do chazara, but into a warming drawer, which is like lesocha tanur, it should still be asur. Oh. However, I heard from my dear friend of mine, Rav Daniel Stein, a very good svara. You know why again, I don't have the primary text here to show you the Shulchan, the lines in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim. But you know why we're more machmir by Chazar L'Socho? The reason why we're more machmir by Chazar L'Socho as opposed to Chazar Al Gabe Ha'esh. Chazar L'Socho is more mechezei kemevashel. Oh, if the whole reason why Chazar L'Socho is more chamer because mechezei kemevashel. But here, where we're talking about a warming drawer that is not cooking, and a warming drawer is not mechzei kemevashel because it doesn't cook. It's not a cooking drawer. It's not an oven. It's a warming drawer. Maybe there is no mechzei kemevashel on a warming drawer. And therefore, the whole svara that we said, chazor l'socho, you can't do, that's only because it's mechzei kemevashel. But a warming drawer which is not mechzei kemevashel does not have that status of a tanur that carries with it the iser of mechzei kemevashel. And therefore, maybe a warming drawer would be more kal than a regular tanur. And even though you cannot put du chazar into a tanur, because it's mechzei kemevashel, a warming drawer is not mechzei kemevashel. And you potentially would be able to do chazara lisocho, even to put something into a tanur, into a warming drawer, because there's no mechzei kemevashel, because it's not a way that you cook. Fine. So accordingly, we just suggested numerous reasons why it should be mutter to put food into a warming drawer on Shabbos. But we have a very famous tshuva from the Igros Moshe. This tshuva from the Igros Moshe has been subject to an incredible amount of writing because it seems a little confusing or difficult, and therefore there are even different mesoras of what Rav Moshe meant. Did he mean what he wrote literally? There's one word, and you'll see it. And there's going to be a whole, there's a discussion, Rabbi Eider and Rabbi Willig and Rabbi, all the Talmidim, Rav Moshe, and different ways to prove that he did mean like this, he didn't mean like this, but I'll show you what this very, one-liner, literally a two-line tshuva. The Shiloh is longer than the tshuva. This is his tshuva, which we'll see in a moment. The question was, are you allowed to warm food on a hot plate on Shabbos? Could you take cold potato kugel out of the fridge and put it on a hot plate? Ha'im mutar, this is a Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet, and Orav Chaim, Simon Ayin Dalet. This tshuva is the list of dozens and dozens of questions that Rav Shimon Eider presented to Rav Moshe Feinstein about Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos, and they were then, I think it was Rav Shimon Eider who presented these questions. It might have been Rabbi Simcha, maybe it was Simcha Bunim Kohn, or I think it was Rav Shimon Eider who asked these questions, if I remember correctly. I believe it was Rav Shimon Eider, but I could be wrong. Okay, a list of dozens of questions. This was number one. This is number 35 in Hilchos Bishul that they asked Rav Moshe. Ha'im mutar l'chamer kederush nisbash levi chama ktsas? If I have a fully cooked food item, can I warm it up on Shabbos? Al gabi machshirim, on top of utensils shenoadu l'chimam v'lo l'bishul, that are made for warming and not cooking. What's an example of something that is manufactured specifically for warming but not for cooking? Kiplata chashmalit. What's a plata chashmalit? Plata is the same word that they use. Right, Mr. Davies? You have a plata in Eretz Yisrael. Plata, what's that? Hot plate. Does everybody see the word hot plate? Hot plate. That's what a plata is in Eretz Yisrael. Or a hot tray, or a steam table. So are you allowed to put food, a potato kugel, directly onto a hot plate or a steam table, directly, straight ahead, without kedera al gabi kedera? Because on one hand, ein derech bishul b'kach. It's not normal to cook that way, so maybe it should be fine. Look what Rav Moshe says. I underline the line that's subject to contention. Tshuva, al ga al plata chashmalit, on top of a hot plate, im e f shar lehisbashel sham, if it cannot cook on that hot plate, then mutar lahamid kedera chama im ein sham ela mida achas lachom. If it's non-adjustable, it has mida achas, one measurement for the heat. If it's a non-adjustable hot plate, and the hot plate cannot cook, you have what Barry mentioned before. The fact that you can't adjust it means there's no shamiyachata. The fact that you can't cook on it means there's no mechazei kemevashel. So the two potential problems that you have dissipated into powder dust. And therefore, if it's, again, non-adjustable, And you can't cook there. Remember this word. E efshel hisbashel sham. You cannot cook there. It doesn't cook. It doesn't get that hot. You cannot cook there. And it's non-adjustable. So you don't have, it can't cook, so it's not mechzik mevashel. And you don't have shami echata because it only has one setting. You're allowed to put food on that. So halacha l'maisa, if you have a hot plate that doesn't get hot enough to cook, and it is one setting, not adjustable, mutar l'chatchila to put food on that on Shabbos. The problem is, many hot plates do get pretty hot. Some hot plates do get quite hot, and you could cook on a hot plate. It'll take a long time, but you could just barely cook on a hot plate. And that's really my question by a warming drawer. You remember that egg that I told you, the egg that did get cooked? And the fudge brownie that, I don't know, maybe it did, maybe it didn't, I'm not sure. If we argue, let's say for argument's sake, that it can't cook. Okay, so it can't cook. Well, is it mutter? Only if it's one setting. If you have a warming drawer that has only one setting, it doesn't have an adjustable setting to it, and it cannot cook, which it's reasonable. Again, I told you that fudge brownie didn't really cook after 5-6 hours. So maybe it's considered if shal his bashal sham, then it would be okay. But it seems clear from Rav Moshe that if it would have two settings, if it would have an adjustable settings, which most warming drawers do have adjustable settings, it seems that Rav Moshe is saying explicitly, he says it here, even if you can't cook there, like a warming drawer, which you can't cook there, but if it has two settings, it's aser. Against everything we said tonight. Because what I was trying to say tonight is that if you have something that it's not going to cook, and we don't have to be worried about Shem Yechate if it's not going to cook there. Those are the svaras that we said. Rav Moshe says not like that. So, we're in a little bit of a bind. So some people say that this isn't literal. That really what Rav Moshe meant is that if you have two settings and it's okay, well, I'm not going to get into the different ways to understand this tshuva Rav Moshe. It just seems that the simple Rav Moshe might be problematic for a warming drawer that has multiple settings. Okay, I don't want to talk about what happens when you open the door, that maybe you're causing the element to stay on longer. I'm not going to talk about that. What I want to talk about is an interesting kula. An interesting kula. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that, again, we're sometimes worried about warming, about ovens, that if you have an oven, you're going to be mechate b'gechalim. And the Shulchan Aruch says, but there is one situation that you could do something to an oven and not be concerned that anyone's going to stoke the coals. Not raw meat, because that's a complicated shayla. The Chazon Ish says that doesn't apply nowadays because we cook quickly, more quickly. Another svara. This is a svara of tuach betit. Tuach betit is that it was sealed, cemented with cement. Again, imagine you have a clay oven with a door. And through that door, you could stoke the coals through the door. Well, what happens if I cement that door closed? Well, guess what? We're not worried you're going to break this cement seal on your oven in order to stoke the coals. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Again, a different context, and I don't want to get into the imhu batanur vitach piv betit. You sealed the mouth of the oven with tit, with cement. Even in whatever certain types of meat, it's going to be mutter delo chayshin lechitui. We're not worried that you're going to be mechat, that you're going to stoke the coals, because in order to stoke the coals, guess what? You have to break the seal. We're not worried you're going to break a seal in order to access something and stoke the coals. Aha, if that's the case, you know what many poskim suggest? Rabbi Willig suggested this, Rabbi Binyamin Forrest, who I discussed the issue with this afternoon, suggests duct tape. Duct tape. Even if the controls are multiple controls, there's a low, medium, and high, and we're worried you might adjust it from low, medium, and high. You might play with the controls. You know what? If you seal the controls in a way that you have to break through something in order to access those controls, we're not worried you're going to do that. I'm not talking about a little piece of scotch tape. Somebody asked me earlier, what about those blue painter's tape that it won't ruin your oven? Duct tape. Duct tape is something that's a seal. You have to break it if you want to get through it. Now, I realize that if you're going to put duct tape on your stainless steel $700, $1,200 warming drawer, it's not going to look pretty afterwards because the duct tape is strong and it leaves some of that gooky adhesive when you take it off. And if your controls are visible on the outside of your oven, it might not look so pretty. You're going to have this duct tape gook left over. But from a halachic perspective, some warming drawers actually have the controls inside the oven, so it's not visible to the passerby and won't ruin the way your kitchen will look. So those people might be more prone to take advantage of this possibility. If you put duct tape over the controls, that's this special super heter called tuach betit. And using this special super heter of tuach betit, again, in the olden days it was concrete, or clay that they hardened on to seal it, like a padlock, to not access the controls, to not access the place that you would be mechata. Well, if you would put duct tape on those controls, then presumably, and let's say you also put some aluminum foil over the element, like Barry suggested earlier, then you might be able to put food in it on Shabbos. Because if we assume, what are the problems? Mechzik mevashel? No, it's a warming drawer. Nobody cooks on it. It doesn't look like I'm cooking. What about the fact that you might come to be mechata b'gecholim? No, once you tuach betit it, once you you seal it, that off limits for yourself to adjust any controls with this duct tape. In such a case, you would be able to, put something on this flame, and we're not going to be worried that you're going to adjust it because of tuach betit. So because of these svaras perhaps would permit somebody to put food in a warming drawer on Shabbos if we assume that it's not mechzik mevashel because it can't really cook, and because you have duct tape on it, and therefore it's like tuach betit. So that could be etzad lahakel, even if you don't assume, meaning before, at the beginning of the show, we wanted to say that maybe the gzera doesn't even apply at all. The gzera shem yechad b'chom doesn't even apply in a situation where you don't cook regularly or where you can't cook like a warming drawer. Even if we don't assume like that, we assume that there is a gzeirah shem yechad b'gecholim, but since you are setting up this situation with tuach betit that you can't adjust the controls, that would be a leniency to even the machmirim would still perhaps permit putting food in a warming drawer on Shabbos if you do have duct tape. And take care of the Shem Yechad B'Gecholim. And as far as Mechzik Mevashel, it doesn't look like you're cooking because it's a warming, not a cooking drawer. It's a warming drawer. Those are svaras, perhaps, that discuss whether or not you could use a warming drawer on Shabbos. So, Halach L'maisa, it's machlokas. Perhaps even if you want to be frum, if you do this solution, and this is what Rabbi Forst tells people, he says you could do two things. Again, even if it does have controls, multiple controls, but if you have duct tape on the controls, and he has another, to be more machmir, if you take a pan in the warming drawer and you flip it over, you take like one of the aluminum pans, cookie trays, you turn it upside down on the drawer, so it looks even less like you're doing like you're warming something up regularly. The combination of that should make it certainly mutter, and you'd be able to warm food on Shabbos. Obviously, it wouldn't get as hot as if you leave the pan of food directly on the base of the drawer. That's true. But it will still keep it a little bit warm. And if you that's certainly a very lechatchila way. If you have duct tape and you use an inverted pan, there's definitely a makom to be makel very easily to have food put in a warming drawer on Shabbos. Some would permit it even without these additional modes of protection of duct tape and an inverted pan. Because some would hold that there's no Isser of Shemichata in this case. Rav Falk, the Machzel Yo, again holds that there's no Isser of Chazar at all. There's no problem Shemichata in a warming drawer at all. And therefore, again, we come out with something that's a Machlokas. And if you want to, you have a way to solve it if you do what I have here highlighted on the screen here, to put duct tape and put an inverted plan, then you're basically good, even according to the Machmirim. Okay, thank you for joining us. Anybody has any questions? You're welcome to raise any questions if you have.